Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to have with us today Bill Bullard. Before I bring him on, I want to share a little song. And, well, I'm not going to sing it. I normally do sing this song, but I wanted to share it with Bill. Bill, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
I wanted to share this with you because I think it has to do with our line of work. And I think it has to do with going into Thanksgiving. And I usually sing this song every year around Thanksgiving time. And I didn't this year, but I'm going to just share the words to it. And maybe you've heard it before and maybe you haven't. It's got kind of a twofold meaning, but I think everyone understands what its true meaning is. But it's called My House is Full, but My Field is Empty. It starts out with, there's peace and contentment in my Father's house today. And we think about how we will celebrate tomorrow in our homes with our friends and our families. Lots of food is on the table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and there's laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush calms the singing as the father sadly cries. My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my fields. Push away from the table. Look out through the window pane. Just beyond this house of plenty lies a field of golden grain. And it's ripe unto harvest, but the reapers, where are they? In the house. Oh, can't the children hear the father sadly cry? My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my fields. No one wants to work in my fields. You know, Bill, sometimes I know you feel this way too, but sometimes we feel like the Lone Ranger out here as we fight for rural America and we fight for what's going on in this nation, and we hear all the politics and everything, but we're really not alone. But the workers, they really are few that are trying to battle for the multitude. And I want to tell you thank you for that, because I know you've been battling a long, long time.
Well, as have you, and I presume that the words of the song have to do with how children have been exiting the farming careers. They haven't found it to be profitable, and so the average age of the farmer today is growing increasingly older. There are fewer young people entering into this career, this way of life. And one of the reasons is because it hasn't been economically possible for them to raise their families. The prices have been depressed for so long. We've been engaged in free trade agreements that have worsened the situation. And we just haven't focused on how do we strengthen and build the economy of rural America, which ultimately is the foundation for all of America. And that discussion has not yet begun, and that's unfortunate. So unless I misread the purpose, that was my interpretation of the words to that song, which I have not heard before.
It's a good interpretation. It's actually talking about our Heavenly Father and the harvest that is out there. But it has a twofold meaning to me because, you know, when you're a farmer or a rancher or a producer, you may take a few hours off, maybe even attempt to take the entire day off, but you still have to go feed. You still have to take care of the animals. There's still things that have to be done each and every day, whether it's Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day or New Year's Day. There's never really a day when you're not taking care of business. And then the harvest comes, and, you know, we've, we, uh, the farmer, the rancher, they need help. You know, you need help out in the field. And sometimes when the children are gone and they come home, they don't realize, oh yeah, that still has to be done. And so to me, it has a twofold meaning, especially at this time of the year, because we see the harvesting going on. Most of it is about finished, the harvesting that's going on. And it's an exciting time in rural America when you can see that. Bill, I'm going to tell a story before we get on these things. My son in Kansas, he was, and this has been a few years back, but he went to a convention in Nebraska, and he was on his way home, and his vehicle broke down, and it was getting late. And he said he could see this light from far off, and then he realized what it was, and it gave him such a feeling of home because his memory went back to when we were on the farm. It was a combine in the dark. And the combine mm-hmm. was still going, and you know what they look like when they're going in the dark, and you can see those lights, and the rotaries are going around and around, and I know that's not what you call them, but that's what I'm calling it. And he said it just brought such a peace to him, and such a warm feeling. He said that he remembered his childhood, and remembered his dad and his grandfather out there in the dark, waiting and continuing to harvest as late into the night as they possibly could.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, there's something about what happens during harvest time out in rural America.
Yep, no question about it.
Well, we want to get on to trying to save that harvest, be it whether it's the cattle industry or whatever, but we're particularly talking about, I don't know where you want to begin today. I thought maybe we would start with the TPP, because I think that is just such a, it's a concern, and of course, COOL is too, but it all kind of works together. It's about protecting our own harvest, protecting our own farmers and our own ranchers, and protecting the consumers, you know, keeping the food safe. So let's start with the TPP.
Well, sure. And the TPP stands for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. It covers 12 nations, including the United States. It's been touted as including about 40% of the world's economy as represented by these nations. The problem is that the United States already has free trade agreements with about half a dozen of those 12 countries. And with respect to those free trade agreements, the United States continues to run a horrendous deficit. Nevertheless, the multinational corporations that don't have any particular loyalty to the United States, but only to their shareholders, and they are headquartered around the world, and their goal is to access the most affluent markets in the world without any impediments. And that's what this TPP agreement gives them. It gives them the ability to headquarter, for example, in Australia and set up a meatpacking plant that's particularly important to our industry, the cattle industry, and then they will ship their product duty-free to the United States, one of the most affluent, if not the most affluent, beef-consuming market in the world. It certainly is the largest beef-consuming market in the world. And so the multinational corporations like Brazilian-owned JBS that does have operations in Australia will benefit greatly from this agreement. So too will those that have operations in New Zealand and Malaysia, where they can set up platforms to export products to the United States. And consumers in some groups will say, well, that's good. That means that consumers can buy products cheaper than they can be produced here in the United States. But if you look at trade agreements from that narrow perspective, that short-term perspective, what you're missing is the long-term disastrous impacts that cheap foreign products have on an entire economy.
And we'll have to talk about that when we come back into the break. I took up part of the first segment. I apologize for that. We're going into a break. I'm going to wait until the half hour to open up the phone lines, but you might want to write down the number, 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can go to r-cafusa.com to see their website. You can call here in just a little bit and talk to Bill. We're going to talk about the TPP and COOL and the safety of our food, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by simply going to r-cafusa, or you can just .com, or you can just go to my website and click on the little icon there that says RCAF, and it'll take you straight to them. As we were going into that break, we were talking about the trade, and earlier in the show, when I read the little lyrics of the poem to My House is Full, you talked about how people can't afford, you know, to keep the generations down on the farm and on the ranch. It seems to get harder and harder and harder. And these type of agreements, and I wanted to emphasize before you get started here again, Bill and RCAF, they're not against trade. I love what you said one time here several months back. You said, we're just against stupid trade. And that's what seems to be going on. And now it's even, not just financially are they not good, but sometimes it's a safety issue with our consumers as well. So I want you to pick up where you were there, Bill.
Well, sure. And what I was saying was the short-term benefits of these trade agreements is that by eliminating tariffs and any impediments to trading with foreign countries, then you allow companies and corporations to access cheaper products that consumers want to buy. And the idea is that if you lower the consumer prices on goods, that benefits consumers. But what we have experienced here is that countries like China, for example, with extremely low wages, can outproduce the United States manufacturers in many, many areas. And so we have more and more cheaper products coming from China that are essentially displacing the manufacturing base in the United States. So for the short term, consumers are able to buy products cheaper, but then we have fewer jobs in America. That reduces the purchasing power of consumers. And so soon, those cheaper products are just as inaccessible, if you will, as were the higher-priced products that were produced domestically initially. And in fact, there is a multiplier effect that is well-known, and we have used it to demonstrate the impact that cheaper imports from Brazil and Africa, for example, would have on our industry, and it's done through what's called an in-plan model. And what that essentially says is that in the cattle industry, for every $1 lost in the cattle industry, you have a negative impact on the overall economy of $3.87. And what that's saying is that when you produce wealth in this country through the production of livestock or through mining or forestry, when you build something, you employ people and you expend resources, and you, as a result, you create economic activity. But when you bring that product in from foreign sources and deliver it directly to the consumer, you lose that economic generation that occurs under that multiplier effect. So again, you lose a dollar in the cattle industry, you have a negative impact on the economy of $3.87. And that's significant. And that's what's happening with the TPP, is we're looking only at the short-term benefits. Yes, we might be able to bring some cheaper products in from Chile, Japan, Mexico, New Zealand, for example, or Peru, but it's a short-term basis. And what we find is we have multinational corporations that will soon offshore, headquarter in these foreign countries, use them as a platform to export to the United States, and they will then weaken the U.S. economy. And I think we talked earlier on one segment of how do you know it's weakening your economy? And we know that because of the formula that is used to determine a nation's gross domestic product. And that formula is this. You add domestic consumption plus domestic investment plus government spending, and then here's the kicker. Then you add exports minus imports. That's how you determine the gross domestic product of a nation, that measures the size and strength of a nation. So at the anchor here in this formula, you have exports minus imports. That means if you sell more abroad than you purchase, you strengthen your economy because you're taking advantage of that multiplier effect. On the other hand, however, if you are buying more than you are selling abroad, then you are weakening your economy because you're losing that multiplier in the economy. And that's what our trade negotiators have completely ignored, along with other factors like the disparity in purchasing power in countries like Peru and Vietnam and Malaysia, where we simply are not going to be able to sell much of the products and goods that we're producing in the United States to countries that have an annual income for their citizens of about $400 to $1,500 a year, which some of these countries do.
You know, I was thinking as we were talking about how their labor, you know, they pay so much less for their labor than we do here. The hypocrisy, you know, that here we're demanding more, you know, higher minimum wage and more wages, and then we make these trade agreements where we take that work away. You know, the hypocrisy of all that. And,
that's right.
You know, how it is deceiving to the American people because they can't see that. And rightfully so, because they're not involved in everything, but they don't see that complete picture that you've just painted for us.
That's right. And actually, they're serving their self-interests when they're looking at these trade agreements without regard to the overall impact on the nation. And what you said earlier was very important. We are certainly not against trade. We support trade, but like you said, we are vehemently opposed to stupid trade, which is what we've been engaged in. And for example, we have been prematurely lowering tariffs on U.S. On goods coming into the United States under the naive assumption that if the United States takes a leadership role and demonstrates to other countries that we will, you know, eliminate our tariffs, then other countries would follow. But that isn't at all what happened. For example, we lowered our tariffs for Australia, and there is no reciprocity whatsoever in the trade of cattle and beef and sheep and lambs. It's a one-way street. So here we give an access to our markets, and we gain nothing in return. And that was a naive and huge mistake on the part of the United States. In entering these agreements. That's stupid. The other stupid thing, as you indicated, was lowering safety standards. And we did just that. One of the concessions we made was we recognized that many of these developing countries either would not or could not make the investment to eradicate dangerous diseases and to shore up and strengthen their nation's food safety systems. They simply didn't have the wherewithal to meet the United States standard. And so our trade negotiators' response, of course, was, well, we must lower our standards so those countries could access our market. And that's precisely what we did. No longer did those countries have to have food safety systems that were at least equal to the United States. Now they only need to be equivalent on paper. There was three or four systematic steps we took to lower our health and safety standards for no other purpose than to facilitate imports from countries who couldn't meet our standards. That certainly is a huge mistake on the part of the United States. And the other concessions we've made is one that you brought up, too, with the country of origin labeling. We conceded that we would adopt the international standard for rules of origin, meaning that we would identify what origin a product came from based on where it was last substantially transformed. So in our industry, if you brought a live cow from Mexico and delivered her directly to a slaughtering plant in Texas and slaughtered that animal, the resulting meat would be labeled product of the United States when it's exported to Japan or South Korea, for example. In other words, the origin on an international level is where that product was last substantially transformed. Well, that is clearly misleading, and it's detrimental to domestic livestock producers. And that's why, over a decade ago, we convinced Congress to pass a domestic labeling law that says the origin is where the animal from which the meat was derived was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. So here we've made concessions to adopt an international standard that right now Canada and Mexico are using against us.
They don't like it, do they? We're going into another break. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit RCAF's website by simply going to r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. C.J. Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. Five quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and ballad ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and C.J. will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard on this Thanksgiving Eve. And I know everybody's getting ready and scurrying around doing last-minute things before family. Mine starts coming in. Not all of mine will be home this year, but the ones who are coming in will be coming in this evening. And so I got to fix meals tonight and then meals tomorrow, and it'll all be fun and a good time. But, you know, the safety of our food is a concern, and being able to make a living on the farm is a great concern, and I appreciate what you do there at RCAF USA, Bill, and I wanted to continue with this. You know, cool, as we were going into the break, Canada and Mexico, they don't really like that. Are you there? I'm sorry. I just left that open. That was my fault.
Well, and unfortunately, Canada and Mexico are being bolstered by our multinational meat packers headquartered here in the United States and elsewhere. It's like the Brazilian-owned JBS and the domestic corporation Tyson. They have been working hand-in-hand with Canada and Mexico to defeat our domestic country of origin labeling law ever since it was passed, ever since 2002. And what they found was they found a means by which to undermine U.S. sovereignty through trade agreements. The World Trade Organization was formed back in about 1995 as a result of what was called the Uruguay Round trade agreements. And since that time, we have ceded sovereignty to this international tribunal. Even though they don't follow U.S. jurisprudence, these are not judges that are hearing complaints, but you have all of these developing countries that would like nothing more than to gain an advantage over the United States. And so we have allowed ourselves to be subjected to an international tribunal where the vote of all of these small countries carries as much weight as that of the United States. So you've got the meatpackers pushing Canada and Mexico to continue to attack cool country of origin labeling in any forum they can, and they found a forum that was receptive to them, and they were able to have judges that actually sat on the case that was brought by Canada and Mexico against the United States, and one of the judges was a Mexican national. He was an attorney that represented the country of Mexico in international trade disputes, and now he sits as a judge deciding on the fate of our U.S. Passed country of origin labeling law. And that would never be tolerated in the U.S. court system. But yet our officials are absolutely silent on the outrageous practice that occurs at the World Trade Organization of actually creating a biased panel to achieve what some of these smaller countries want to achieve with respect to the United States. And country of origin labeling is not the only casualty in this. We recently had a World Trade Organization decision, very recently, that said that the United States Dolphin Safe Tuna labels, which essentially says that the tuna was caught in a manner that prevented dolphins from being inadvertently killed in the nets. And so there's a label that says Dolphin Safe Tuna. The World Trade Organization has determined, just like it did in country of origin labeling, it has determined that that label discriminates against foreign fishermen, Mexican fishermen, for example.
So they don't have to play by the same rules, basically, is what we're saying when they do things like that. We have a caller from Pennsylvania. We have Regina. Regina, how are you today? Oh, we lost Regina. Never mind. Go ahead. We lost Regina. Go ahead, Bill. I wanted to let's go ahead with that.
Well, and that's just an example of how these multinational corporations, and in this instance, we had the meatpackers for country of origin labeling. You have the fishing industry, and some of those are the same. They're the same protein producers, and the meatpacking industry are also involved in the fishing industry. But in any event, they have now found a forum where they are able to achieve their self-interest, and by circumventing our U.S. judicial system. And we have elected officials that are falling over themselves to give them even more. And that brings us right back to the TPP. One of the key provisions in that TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, is that it gives multinational corporations the ability to sue the United States if they believe that we have domestic laws that interfere with their ability to earn future profits. So this agreement is giving the multinational corporations the right to sue the United States, but not in a U.S. judicial system. Mm. They get to sue the United States through an international panel that is not comprised of seated judges. It's comprised of other attorneys from other developing countries. Mm. And again, it's amazing that our elected officials are silent on the erosion of our sovereignty that we are allowing to happen by entering into these stupid trade agreements.
That's the only way to put it. Well, the phone calls are stacking up. We have Granny from New Mexico. Granny, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Super. Yes, I always appreciate your guests. It's one of the topics that I find particularly valuable that you have on your program. One of the things I wanted to point out is I've heard from many places that beginning about 1989, the United States went from being the greatest lender nation to being the greatest borrower nation, and that was approximately the same time when they began dropping tariffs and beginning more and more and more free trade, and free trade rather than fair trade is something to think about, because that essentially takes down all the barriers like tariffs that protected us.
Yes.
And allowed our producers to have all the regulations that our country puts on our various producers, whether they're farms or other manufacturers that other countries that we're competing with often don't have. And yet we are essentially going out into a boxing match with the world with our hand tied behind us in one way. And another thing that I wanted to mention about the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is that it has been secret from the very beginning, and perhaps recently they've released most of it to read, but I haven't seen anything that showed where you could read the whole thing. But anyway, the really sad thing was that the TPP was done with representatives from other countries and corporations, but our very own Congress people were not allowed to participate in its development, nor were they allowed to even read it until extremely recently, and I'm presuming that at the moment in the last few months they may have been able to start reading it.
Okay, let me have
those are things that need to really be considered. So I'd like your guests to address those, please.
Okay. Thank you, Granny. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I've got to say, Granny, everything you said was absolutely correct. We started this free trade model back in the late 80s. 89, we entered the U.S.-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That was the precursor to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Then one of the earliest trade agreements, free trade agreements, was the U.S.-Israel Free Trade Agreement back at that time. And then they just exploded, and we now have 20 free trade agreements. The other issue about this TPP was indeed negotiated under a shroud of secrecy. And it wasn't until November 5th that the agreement, after it was completed, has been released to the public so that it could be reviewed.
Okay.
And here's...
We're heading into that break. I want to talk about that when we come back, and we have some other callers holding. Thank you, Granny, so much for your call. We're going into a break, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the morning, I do believe, when we have you on, Bill, because it goes so fast. But I wanted you to finish addressing what Granny had said, and then we have another caller holding.
Okay, very quickly. The agreement is 5,000 pages, and it was released to the public on November 5th. And now the next step is for the administration, the president, to submit to Congress the Implementation Act. And we've all been told how these trade agreements don't change our laws. That's baloney. Because when the agreement is signed by the president, and he's expected to do that on February 3rd or 4th, and then immediately thereafter he's expected to provide to Congress the Implementing Act, and what that act does is it brings all of our statutes into conformity with this 5,000-page agreement. And we've got a campaign going now called Have You Read It? Because we don't think members of Congress have even read this 5,000-page document, let alone know what impact it's going to have on the United States. So with that, let's go to your next caller.
All right. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you're so right, Bill. The unseen leaders in Washington, D.C. cannot define stable solutions for a secure society, so decisions cannot be made in truth about matters that concern a secure society. Look at the health care alone as an example. And we are being redefined as a nation. And freedom seems to walk and money seems to talk. And the people had really start flooding the phone lines with phone calls to get rid of some of these creeps that are in our government. Don't you think?
I agree with what you said. We are redefining and reengineering our nation, and not necessarily for the better. In fact,
that's right.
We think we need to get back down to the basic core values that started this country, and then build from there. But
yes,
we're clearly on the wrong track when we are indeed following Wall Street and refusing actually to make any reforms to rein in the financial activities that Wall Street is engaged in that actually harm the United States economy and all of us as citizens in this economy. So we're on the wrong track. We need to redirect this country, and the best way to do that is to fall back on your basic core values and build from there, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
freedom is walking and money is talking.
Right. I love the way
and
she works.
And it soon
that.
Goes away, you know, Bill. Mm. After it's spent, it's over, isn't it? So
well,
people need to think.
We never weaken. We never give up. This country is too important. Our family is too important for
right.
us to compromise our values. Instead, we need to continue to fight for them. And that's what RCAF has been doing now for about 16 years, is fighting
oh, yes.
for the values held by independent cattle producers and those who want to rebuild rural America again.
Yeah, and I hope it happens, but the other people need to get behind you, and they need to call in, and they need to stress that they're sick and tired of being redefined.
Absolutely. Thank you,
because
Ted.
It does not work anymore. It's not working. It's destroying our country. I just watch our country go down little by little, bit mm-hmm. by bit. And like I said, there's those political lawyers that need to be struck out there in Washington, D.C. They're the ones making the big deals.
Yeah.
Making the big money.
Kay says those who make the laws practice the laws.
Those who make the law like to practice them,
absolutely.
And that's what they're doing. They're doing a practice on us.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Time
Thank
to
you.
Stop it.
Thank you, Kay.
Yeah, and it should be a red flag for everyone when the United States willingly and knowingly cedes sovereignty to an international global governance body.
Right.
That should really create some concerns. It doesn't matter where you are in this society, whether a farmer or a Main Street business person or a manufacturing worker or a service worker. When we begin to cede our national sovereignty in order to give multinational corporations more access to our markets, something is fundamentally wrong. And that needs to be changed.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Thank you for your time. No.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate it.
You
know,
you
the
bet.
fact that they don't
Bye-bye.
read these documents, they didn't read Obamacare, they didn't read the TPP, and certainly they didn't if it's 5,000 pages. They don't read them if they're 50. You know, they don't read it. To me, that is neglectful. And what we see going on is foreign policy comes before American sovereignty. Foreign policies and the things that they do come before the people. You know, I get upset with all the campaigning and everything that's going on because it seems to be party before the people. They all keep talking about party, you know, and Hillary Clinton says her biggest enemy is the Republican Party. Well, you know what? When did it become about party and not about people? When did foreign policy become more important than American sovereignty? And I think that's what we're looking at.
Oh, I agree with you completely. You're absolutely right. And this issue about have you read it, it's a campaign started by the Coalition for a Prosperous America, of which RCAF is a board member. And this is the group of manufacturers and agricultural interests and workers that want to have smart trade, not stupid trade. And so they've initiated this have you read it campaign. And a congressman from New York, Tom Reed, a Republican from New York, actually did read it, and then he issued a press release and said, now that I have read it, I cannot support it.
Mm.
And he pointed out that the promises that the administration has made with respect to what is contained in those 5,000 pages is not necessarily true. What he found was the provisions regarding currency manipulation were woefully inadequate. And as a result, he's going to oppose this agreement. So we need, as Kate indicated, we need calls to our members of Congress urging them to take no position on TPP, at least until they've read the entire document know precisely what impact it will have.
And I have that number. I was prepared today. And I've got it memorized. I've been giving it out so much. It's 202. This is the switchboard in D.C. 202-224-3121. And also, RCAF needs your help. For donations and to help RCAF and join RCAF, just go to their website. It's r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. We have about 20 seconds. I'm going to let you finish it up, Bill.
Well, before we close, and I wish everyone, all of your listeners, a very happy Thanksgiving. And hope you all get to spend time with your family. We have about 4 inches of snow here in Montana, so we're looking at snow coming down sideways. So it's going to be a very peaceful holiday.
It will be a white holiday, huh? Well, I appreciate all that you do, and it's a fight that we have to keep fighting. You know, the harvest is plenty. America is worth this fight, and I appreciate the fight that you've been giving, and I know we just can't tire. We have to be vigilant. Thank you very much. It's going to take every single one of us. Because this isn't just a rural America issue. This is an all America issue. And it's going to take all of us to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.